University of Rochester neonatologist Sanjeev Amin explains that late in pregnancy, a process known as myelination occurs in the brain and nervous system. It's how the brain creates its wiring.
Iron is very important for myelination. So if you don't provide iron during that period, then myelination may not occur adequately or optimally. And so once you don't have enough myelination, then you are on a wrong track. And myelination is important for future development. So language development is dependent on myelination. Even motor development is dependent on myelination.
In the first study of its kind, Amin compared brain development in 80 premature babies, half born to women with iron deficiency and half whose mothers were not anemic. Using headphones and electrodes attached to the baby's skin, Amin was able to measure how fast auditory impulses passed through the baby's brains. It's a way of measuring how well the brain is myelinated.
Unfortunately, we do not have a reliable tool to look for other parts of the brain, but it's more like a window. It provides us an indirect way of evaluating brain maturation. And we suspect that if iron is required for not only auditory neural system maturation, but also for brain maturation, then whatever we are seeing with the auditory maturation probably is also reflected in the brain maturation.
What Amin found was that in babies born to mothers with anemia, nerve impulses passed more slowly through their brains. According to the World Health Organization, upwards of 30% of pregnant women in developing countries lack sufficient iron in their blood.
So it has a global implication. But in developed countries, a lot of maternal conditions such as diabetes, hypertension, even including smoking during pregnancy, can decrease the iron transfer to the babies. So mother may have enough iron store, but with those conditions, the iron is not able to get to the babies.
Amin says he'd like to continue studying some of these babies to see whether the effects of iron deficiency and slow myelination persist and whether they cause problems as children grow. Amin presented his findings in a paper given at the Pediatric Academic Society meeting in Baltimore. That's today's Health Brief. I'm Rose Hoban.